Welcome back to the Comixologist, coming to you not live and unlimited from New York City. It's Slim and Kazan.
Oh my gosh, what a show. Biggest week in Comixology history, maybe?
Since our inception.
Since our inception, this is the Comixology podcast. We talk about books that we're reading, you know, maybe some new releases, and what a week we've had.
What a week. What a time to be alive and be a comics fan.
We just, if you've been living under a rock.
Or don't have the internet for some reason.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry for those people without internet. I don't know how you're listening to this, but first of all, we just launched for U.S. customers Comixology Unlimited, which a lot of users have been clamoring for forever. And it's $5.99 a month. For U.S. customers, and we have thousands of books in Comixology Unlimited. So once you sign up, you know, you can borrow books and just read at your leisure.
Yeah.
And discover things that you've never read before. We have books like Saga in there, Hellboy, Peanuts Collection, just to name a few. Ton of publishers. Action Lab, Boom, Aspen, Dark Horse, Fantagraphics, Humanoids, Oni, IDW, Zenoscope, Valiant. I just like saying W. Kodansha.
You had a great time in the mid-2000s, I can tell.
Dynamite. And we have some of our dear friends from Comixology Submit in there as well. So, I mean, it's huge. It was epic. We've been working on it for a long time. Spoilers.
Years.
So, if you want to sign up, you can go to comixology.com/unlimited. Sign up. 30-day free trial on the web. A little different on iOS. You can get a 7-day preview first before that 30 days and then give it a shot. I mean, it's $5.99. If you read 1 to 2 trades a month, it pays for itself.
If you get a venti frappuccino at Starbucks, instead of doing that, you could instead spend it on this and then have comics for a month.
I mean, you could still get the venti. I'll probably get the frappuccino with like the caramel drizzle. You know, one of those things.
God.
It looked like you were just about to insult me with some kind of like terrible phrase.
To quote from Miss Congeniality, do you know how many calories you're talking about?
So the main thing for
Comixology Unlimited, calorie free.
Calorie free, it is for now. We'll see about later. But the main thing that is exciting for me for Comixology Unlimited is, you know, we're big on helping you discover something that you'll love. And the barrier to entry is now way lower for you to do that. We have thousands of books in Comixology Unlimited. I mean, Lone Wolf and Cub, Baltimore from Dark Horse are some of my all-time fave books. So with $5.99 a month, you can just hop in there and start reading the first couple volumes of those books. And if you love them, then you can go out and buy the rest on Comixology or in your print comic shop or on Amazon. It doesn't matter. Just so long as you
support the work you love.
Absolutely. Just, we don't care where you get it. Just get it, love it, and tell us about it. So hopefully we're going to do that with Unlimited. We're excited.
Yeah, it's like the ethos of this show. We think, we know there's the right comic out there for everyone. We want to help you find it, and Comixology Unlimited is bringing us one step closer to that goal.
I love when those like those thematic statements you make, you like close your eyes at the end, like you excel into bliss as you finish the statement. We do have a lot of friends outside of the U.S., so we're working on expanding it, you know, to other regions. We haven't forgotten about you, but, you know, we'll start small. Yeah, you know, we'll see how things go. Give us time.
Work in progress.
So big props to our friends at Amazon with helping out, and our entire team at Comixology working tireless hours to get this ready, and super smooth so far. Tell you what.
Fantastic.
So we do want to talk about some of our fave picks from CU, but maybe real quick, we should talk about the big release this week. The big one.
I can't breathe.
DC Universe Rebirth number one.
Okay, I have a lot of feelings about this book. Now, we will not have spoilers.
Yeah, we can't.
We will actively avoid spoilers in this podcast, so you're safe.
Now, this is a good jumping on point. This is like DC's effort, if you've left DC maybe in the last few years, or you have an inkling, this is like your shot. Like, okay, I want to figure out what's going on in the DCU. Get me excited.
reading this book, I got very emotional because they had a lot of references to characters or lore that I had been really aware of as a DC reader in the mid-2000s, basically up to the New 52. So it felt like I was, like, reading this book made me feel like I was back in that zone where I knew what was going on and I knew the histories of the characters and what the significances are. I think that the narrator for this first issue does, like, a pretty good job of explaining to you what's going on if you're not a longtime DC reader and, you know, if you're not, like, super aware of the DC mythos, there are going to be some references that are a little confusing. There even were some references that were confusing to me, but I think on the whole, it was a very solid book. I got, like, there's a few pages where, like, just thinking about them, I'm still, like, getting emotional because it just meant so much to me that they, like, I'm not going to say it.
I think we might be able to talk about that portion, not the end, but I think the main thing.
Avoid spoilers for the end before, like, you have to read it. Just read it.
If you don't want to hear anything else, maybe fast forward for, like, 2 minutes. But I think we can talk about the main story about how, you know, the New 52 was created out of an event called Flashpoint where the Flash went back in time to save his mom from being killed. And he kind of, like, screwed things up and had to remake the universe.
Oh, is that why they're doing that on the Flash? They have this whole thing where, like, Barry was going to go back in time and, like, save his mom, but then, like, another Barry was there and, like, just shook his head, and then he, like, it was nuts, but I didn't actually read Flashpoint.
Yeah, Flashpoint. So Flashpoint, like, was almost like Age of Apocalypse, which you're currently reading. So he went back in time and I think he tried to remake time, but it was, like, different for a while. Like, Thomas Wayne was Batman and not Bruce. Like, Bruce was killed in that alley, I think. Mm-hmm. And so after that, there's, like, a miniseries and he tries to remake the DCU as he remembers it,
right?
And that's what became the New 52. So everyone was younger, you know, they were kind of more rookie-esque in their jobs. And the portion of this one, which I thought was going to be the real reveal, but it was kind of just the first one. Fast forward if you don't want to listen.
We said,
but
no spoilers.
You don't want me to talk about it?
Be vague.
All right, so I don't know how vague I can be, but it was very related to Flashpoint and I liked it. And then there's another thing at the end, that, which I wasn't expecting ever.
So, like, the Flashpoint thing was, like, whatever, but I was really into these comics in my teenage years where everything seems, like, really important and intense, and, like, your highs are really high and your lows are really low, and you really feel, like, connected to things that you're experiencing in a way that, non-adolescents don't totally get all the time. And so, like, my emotional connection to these characters in the DC universe was, like, really heightened. So like I said, like, reading this book and getting to see some of that, like, made me feel those emotions again, and that was just not a thing that I thought would happen. And I'm just really excited to see where it goes.
Should we talk about our picks from Comixology Unlimited for
absolutely.
Dear friends?
Absolutely. If you've already signed up or you're signing up today, we've got some suggestions for you.
Absolutely.
Of what to try first.
Because
obviously you'll want to read it all.
Yeah, we have a bunch of offerings from many publishers and to help you discover something that you might, you know, love. And it's $5.99 every month. And my first pick, which I said I wouldn't talk about, but Low, is in Comixology
Shocking.
Unlimited, and now's your chance, friends. First trade is in the program, so you pay it off right away by reading the first volume of Low.
Outstanding.
This is a departure for Rick Remender writes it. Everyone, I talk about him all the time, but
actually you haven't talked about him recently. You've
maybe
been really
for
good.
A few weeks.
You've been really good.
I just broke the streak. This one is about a family that goes through some large turmoil, and the mother is trying to reunite the family. They're separated. Her daughters are kidnapped, and she's like grief stricken. So what is she going to do? In general, a lot of his books are about redemption and you going through the depressing times. But this one is about hope. And the mother character never loses hope, trying to reunite her family, however long it takes. And the book is gorgeous. It is so well written about finding hope, even in your darkest times, that it's inspiring. So that's my number one pick.
Oh.
So what about you?
I'm going to get nostalgic first and foremost and point out that Peanuts is part of this. I grew up reading the versions from the 50s. My grandmother had some old paperbacks that said like 60 cents on the cover, and I was like, 60 cents for a whole book, golly.
Oh shucks. So, sound like Mickey Mouse a little bit.
So reading those is always a delight, so I was excited to see that they're included in the program. A lot of Archie comics are included. I think the first issue of the new series with Mark Waid and Fiona Staples on that issue is included, and there's a lot of Archie backlist. There's some of like the Sabrina books, Cheryl Blossom, who's my favorite, Betty, who I always identified with. So there's some Jughead in there too. So if you've not really like read Archie in a while, definitely check out the new issue and also enjoy some of the older stuff that is just eternally fun. I'm just going to go read all those now.
Do it. There's Oni is also in it, so you can get the first, I think, few volumes of Scott Pilgrim are included. But one of my favorites that we talked about a lot was the book called The Bunker, where this group of friends get together and, you know, kind of leave a time capsule. These group of friends want to leave a time capsule. And they end up opening it. You know, they're on one last camping trip before they go and become doctors and lawyers or whatever. And they open it up, and there's actually some notes inside, and it's from them, but from the future. So there's something that happens with all of them together in the future that they want to potentially avoid. And it pretty much messes with their heads a whole lot. And the first three issues of The Bunker are included in Comixology Unlimited. So now's your chance to, you know, to check something out that, I mean, I literally am so in love with it, because you have people that maybe wouldn't go to the comic shop or maybe didn't want to spend like, you know, $5.99 on a trade, but now you can discover something so great that it just was, you know, inches away from you before.
I feel like I talk about Hellboy a lot on this show, but there are Hellboy books in Comixology Unlimited. So if you haven't had a chance to check out any Hellboy yet, I would highly recommend it. It is one of my favorite books of all time. And when Dark Horse signed on with us, that was the book that I was definitely like most excited to just like be able to say it to everyone everywhere. Yes, you can get Hellboy wherever you are, as long as you have internet now, because this is the time that we live in. It's just fantastic. It's all these like dark corners of the world, like lots of lore and legends and ghosts and goblins and witches and devils, and they're all really like poetic and sometimes almost lyrical in their presence. And Mike Mignola's artwork really does a lot with like negative space and shadows and really setting the mood, so you feel like you're in this like really like dense, creepy situation, and then Hellboy rolls in and just starts punching things. Like, you think that there's going to be some kind of like arcane, like let's like cast a spell to like get the demons out, or like let's like read from this old book, but Hellboy just rolls in. He's like, I'm gonna punch things. I'm gonna shoot things. Why are you talking? Just, and it's just such a refreshing way of looking at this particular type of the horror genre that I really enjoy.
Yeah, there's like a parallel book from Dark Horse that I love, which is one of my favorite books, Baltimore, which is not as, it's you know, it's dark like Hellboy, but it's not as jokey. It's about this guy whose wife is murdered by a vampire, and he makes it his mission to like search the ends of the earth, however many years it takes, to rid the world of him and all vampires. And you get into kind of like wolf creatures and stuff. But that first trade, The Plague Ships, is included in Comixology Unlimited. So you can just read that whenever you want. And I didn't realize that our buddy Chuck Forsman's The End of the Effing World is in from Fantagraphics as well. That's usually $15.
Whoa.
There you go. I mean, that's it. Sold. You're done. You read one of those. You're in the green every month.
A book from one of my favorite series is in this program, which I just realized today. Part-Time Princesses. Mm. Oni's the publisher. And the premise of this book is that there's four girls in high school who are friends, and they're trying to figure out like what they're doing after school, if they're going to college or whatever. And they have a summer job working at this local amusement park where they dress up as princesses, and they're like the princesses in the park. And so you get to see like there's some shady things happening at this park.
Uh-oh.
So they're like investigating while also trying to figure out what they want to do with the rest of their lives. And it is fantastic. Great, great character work. And it's a cute premise. And if you enjoy three-dimensional characters. And,
I do love those.
Characters with story arcs that have satisfying conclusions. This is a great book for you.
Also, and I think we talked about it way back, and maybe this will be my last one for this week. Exo Manowar's first volume is in there too, from Valiant.
Ooh, so much Valiant. We do talk about Valiant, and if you haven't had the chance to check out any of those books yet, this is the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what more do you need than alien RoboCop suit falls on, you know, Viking transport into present day, has the suit still. I mean, that's it. What more do you need, folks?
That's a great pitch. I feel like that should be a Saturday morning cartoon that also like I watch while eating pancakes.
The worst run-on sentence ever, I think, on the history of the show.
We can workshop it.
Boy. Should we get into our letters this week?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So, last thing, U.S. only. You know, we're working on expanding to other regions, but all you have to do is sign in with your Amazon account. If you haven't already, you can merge that with your Comixology username, and then you just use your Amazon login. It's easy to keep track of things since everyone's on Amazon all the time. And then that's it. You're done. Update your app. Oh, I should have mentioned that. Make sure you update to version 3.9 of the Android, iOS, and Fire Tablet app. And then you're good to go. We get letters. Letters@comixology.com. Let's check it out here. First one, Carl, is subject line part 1 of 87. Hey, mixologists. First, huge congrats on Comixology Unlimited. I'm pumped to get some people back into reading comics. Second, it's been a blast watching the #AgeOfKazam # on Twitter as Kara reads through Age of Apocalypse. If you're not following Kara on Twitter, you're missing out. A lot of screenshots, a lot of emotions with Scott Summers and his hair, and it's amazing.
He has Fabio hair.
He looks amazing, especially when she channels her inner AOL and goes all caps on an issue. Thinking about Age of Apocalypse and other mega event publishers put out, have you ever read every issue of an event and thought, wow, I'm so glad I read every issue of this event? Not a single one was skippable. The closest event I could think of was Spider Island, but honestly, even the Iron Fist issues could have been dropped. I wish publishers would make these large events more approachable by letting you off the hook with some of the side stories, but I know they're trying to sell a few extra copies. Thanks, and keep mixing those comics, Ryan, @SomeGeekLawyer on Twitter.
I read every tie-in comic for Infinite Crisis.
Really?
And then again for Final Crisis, which was an event that I didn't really understand to begin with. But the tie-ins for Infinite Crisis, that was when I was really getting into DC Comics, and so I wanted to know everything, and I read everything. And there were these four lead-in miniseries. Ooh, it was The OMAC Project, The Ranthanagar War, Villains United, which turned into Secret Six, which is one of my favorite books of all time. And, oh man, I'm blanking on the magical one, but it turned into Shadow Pact, which is also one of my favorite books of all time.
Shadow Pact.
Yeah, it's like all the magic users in the DCU, like on this super team.
Like Dr. Fate?
Well, not that high powered. Oh. It was like...
he's the only one I know. What about, Zatanna's dad? Zatara? Is he on there?
No.
So I've named the only two magicians.
No, it was like Blue Devil and Nightshade.
Blue Devil, is this like
Enchantress, who's going to be in the new Suicide Squad movie. Mm. And it was just such a good combination of characters playing off one another and doing all like magic-y, occult-y stuff, which is always in my wheelhouse. So I immensely enjoyed those. Maybe that's where my irrational hatred of Hawkman comes from.
Poor guy. He just has big wings trying to make ends meet, you know?
But I read everything from that event, and I can't remember a part of it that I didn't enjoy.
Last letter. Oh, wait, I guess I didn't answer. I think I read like everything of Age of Apocalypse. That was my jam growing up.
Okay, so when I'm done, you can tell me what all the superheroes who weren't mutants are doing. I'm like almost done with volume 3 of the complete Age of Apocalypse, and so far the only non-mutants I've seen mentioned at all are Gwen Stacy, Iron Man, and Hawkeye, who are currently doing like relief work in Wakanda.
I think, have you read the X-Universe issues yet? Like, they're like one-shots that specifically deal with non-X-Men, I think.
Whatever's in the collected
edition. It might be included in there.
Maybe that's what I'm reading right now. Maybe this is the first issue of
maybe.
That.
Of the people, by the people. K-Slim, congrats on the big unlimited launch, as it seems to have been in the works for a long time. How involved were you in making this happen? Are enhancement ideas to the Comixology product democratic, or do they just get passed down through the chain of commands? Mikey P. Thank you, Mikey P. We're pretty involved in many different areas. You know, you have kind of you're involved in like the initial stuff, getting things ready. I'm being as vague as possible as to not make us sound more important or less important than we really are.
It was a team effort. Every single person in the company contributed somehow.
Absolutely. And, the feedback portion, you know, for ideas, we've gotten a lot of feedback right before we made it out, so we've had a lot of ideas already, even like before day one. But we definitely take feedback very seriously for new updates or whatever. So if any time everyone ever emails us with an idea, we take note and we make sure that the appropriate people see it, and then we talk about it. So we don't just throw the stuff to the wayside, because we're heavy users of it as well, so we kind of probably have already said what you're thinking about a feature many moons ago.
We believe in what we do.
What a show. Comixology Unlimited, see you. Big.
See you there. See you there and see you.
So don't forget to sign up. Comixology.com/unlimited. Free 30 days if you're in the U.S. Let us know what you think. Maybe Absolutely. We miss some picks.
Yeah. Let us know what you like from it.
Yeah. And we'll see everybody next week for the big 500th episode.
Ooh-hoo.
We almost timed this, so that CU would have been a 500th episode. What a day that would have been.
I'm sure we'll think of something.
The one thing that I thought was funny is we launched our 3.0 app. Do you remember way back when we had like, we didn't have the like reading features. We launched 3.0. It was like the black background version of the app. Essentially what the app looked like for a while. It was, well, we launched it when New 52 came out. It was like the first day.
That might have been before my time.
But I thought it was funny that we launched the next big thing when Rebirth started. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's what I was thinking of when I was sipping lemonade, you know, looking at the stars.
On your porch.
On my porch.
In the middle of farmland.
With my dog.
Your life might be a country song.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, boy.